His uncle in the hospital looked like wasn't going to make it. Got monoclonal antibodies. Wasn't easy to do. He's fine now.
Yeah.
These are the kind of things, folks. Look, we got a lot to talk to you about tomorrow. We didn't even get into Psaki admitting BLM and crime and all that is a big challenge for the White House. We'll talk about it. Stay around.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
So lately, I've been thinking more and more about protection. Protection's essential, right, for your property and your money. And sure, you've got the Second Amendment for that. But what about your finances? I benefit from understanding the value of owning gold versus relying on paper money. That's why with every opportunity I get, I buy real gold and silver. I can hold it in my hand, my safe, and my IRA. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Many Americans who share the same concerns trust the Oxford Gold Group for their gold and silver needs. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help. They're more than happy to answer all your questions, and they have a gold and silver investment package they can send to you for free. Reach out to the Oxford Gold Group today by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keyword gold IRA. Again, dial #250, say that keyword gold IRA. Just dial right now for the Oxford Gold Group. Dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword gold IRA.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they're degrading. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. 10 years ago, we started Legacy Box to help families convert their aging media to digital. Here's how it works. Fill Legacy Box with your camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. We professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drives, or the cloud, ready to watch and share.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted home movie and photo digitizer. Over 450,000 families have used Legacy Box, and we've been featured on Good Morning America, Rachel Ray, and The Today Show.
Dust off those recorded moments and preserve your family's history so it can be easily passed down for generations. Experience peace of mind and enjoy reliving the glory days.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/clayandbuck for a limited time to get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/clayandbuck for 40% off. legacybox.com/clayandbuck.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Kremlin reportedly very concerned about Washington's decision to put 8,500 U.S. troops on heightened alert because of fears of Russian aggression over Ukraine.
While U.S. troops will not be deployed to Ukraine, the idea that they could be sent to countries that are members of NATO close to Russia, if, in the Pentagon's words, situations develop, is a worry for Russia. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov clarified that it does not affect the diplomatic process. That, he said, depended on the US's written responses to Russia's demands, which include a guarantee that Ukraine will never be able to join NATO and that NATO troops would be removed from Russia's borders. The response is expected later this week.
BBC correspondent Corinne Davis in Moscow. Also at townhall.com, a new poll shows that a large majority of voters are pessimistic about financial prospects in 2022. Bernie Bennett has details.
The Trafalgar Group is releasing the results of a new national survey that finds that 75% of American voters believe their family's financial situation will stay the same or get worse in 2022. 41% say their financial situation will get worse. 33% say the financial situation will stay the same. And 25.5% of American voters believe their family's financial situation will get better in 2022. 89% of Republican voters believe their family's financial situation will stay the same or get worse. 60% of Democrat voters believe that their family's situation will stay the same or get worse. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The U.S. supply of computer chips has fallen to alarmingly low levels, raising the prospect of factory shutdowns. That's according to the Commerce Department, which says companies that use semiconductors are down to less than 5 days of inventory. The department citing chips used in the production of automobiles and medical devices as being especially scarce. The Dow ahead 172 points, but the NASDAQ is down 108. More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. As the COVID-19 surge in Southern Nevada peaked, Southern Nevada health officials won't say, but the test positivity rate is slowing. Floyd County's 14-day rolling average is now 37.5%. That's down 0.3% from Friday. The Silver State's two-week positivity rate is 35.3%. That's a dip of 0.2%. Statewide, 55.54% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older are fully vaccinated, 59% in Clark County. Could 2022 be the year construction finally begins of that long-talked-about high-speed train between Las Vegas and Southern California? Brightline CEO Wes Edens thinks so. The owner of the high-speed rail company tells the Review Journal he expects to break ground on that project by the end of this year, calling it a game changer. He says they now have the right-of-way in and around Interstate 15 from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Southern Nevada train station is expected to be built on Las Vegas Boulevard at Warm Springs.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, as we check things out on area freeways, no intrusions or delays on US 95, the 15, or the 215, but you're going to run into those lane restrictions on the 515 both directions. between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, January 25th. We're rolling right through January, headed towards February. Lots of news. The Dow has been volatile all day long, and it looks like it's going to end up on an upper note, but we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. There is no better way to begin a Tuesday than with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of the brand-new site, TheNevadaGlobe.com. If you want to know what's going on out there across the state of Nevada, this is the must-see site, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Megan, how you been?
I've been doing great, Kevin. I actually just walked out of an interview with candidate for sheriff, Clark County Sheriff, with Stan Height. And I understand you haven't interviewed him yet, but I think he'd be interested in an interview with you.
I'm sure we will get around. We've talked to a couple of candidates already. We'll be all over that race. By the way, speaking of money, Steve Sisolak raised $4.45 million in 2021, as reported in TheNevadaGlobe.com. What do you make of that number? And is that number? I'm assuming that number is going to go a lot higher.
Yeah, that number will go a lot higher. At the time of that report, which was late last week, there were no filings with the Secretary of State's office, so I couldn't see what those numbers looked like as far as where those numbers came from. However, if it's similar to Catherine Cortez Masto fundraising haul of about $3 million, 4 out of 5 of her donors were from out of state.
Wow.
So is it Nevadans? Right. So is it Nevadans that are driving these numbers behind Steve Sisolak? The Nevadans I talk to, a majority of them aren't fans of Steve Sisolak because of the shutdowns, because of the lockdowns, because of the attack on small businesses, because of his never-ending emergency powers and mandates that have been spawned from those powers. So business owners I've talked to, employees that I've talked to, hospitality workers that I've talked to, they're not a big fan of his, so I'm not sure where he's getting that money.
Exactly. Are you surprised at the amount of money that we have seen? Sheriff Joe has raised a bunch of dough. We've seen Adam Laxalt, who we talked to yesterday, has raised a bunch of money as well. Do you find that the numbers are elevated, at least at this point in the race?
They seem elevated, yes, and they're even breaking records. So with Lombardo's recent haul of, I think it was $3 some odd million, I mean, that breaks all records in the history of fundraising for that position up until Governor Sisolak posted his numbers. So these are record-breaking numbers when you look at the data. I am surprised by it because not only is it record-breaking, it's huge sums of money, and we are still many months away from the primary, as well as many months away from the general.
Indeed. In fact, Adam Laxalt, who we talked to yesterday, he hauled in $1.35 million in quarter number four. I want to ask you about one candidate that I know you sat down with, and we talked about it a little bit last week, and that is Dr. Fred Simon. I'm curious what you think of Dr. Fred Simon. A lot of people that I've talked to that have interviewed him, that have seen him in person at campaign events, very, very impressed with this guy.
He's an impressive man. You know, for a non-politician to have solutions to societal and economic and political problems, he's very well-versed. He has a ton of solutions. I mean, I sat down with him. Our interview was 70 minutes. That's 7-0.
Wow.
The longest interview I've ever conducted. But he's really that knowledgeable, and he's really that detailed. If you read my article at the Nevada Globe, or if you look on YouTube for the governor's debate out of Reno, I can't remember how many. I think there were a few hundred guests at the Reno debate between the governors or governor candidates. He placed second behind Joey Gilbert. And Joey Gilbert is a household name in Reno. I mean, you fly into Reno Airport, you see Joey Gilbert's face right when you fly, you know, right in the waiting area there at the gates. So he's very well known in Reno, not so much in Clark County. So he won the debate by many points. And Fred Simon came in second. I see him as an outsider to politics because he is an outsider to politics, but he has some very unique as well as pointed solutions, like I said, to the many problems that Nevada faces.
Can an outsider win? I mean, and you've been following this thing for a lot of years. Can an outsider win in a crowded field like the governor's race?
Well, it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have name ID, and you need to have a pretty good sized war chest in order to get your name out there. That's what war chests give these candidates, these unknown candidates specifically. You know, they can have the money that it takes in order to put up billboards and do commercials, you know, TV commercials, TV spots, and really kind of plaster, you know, their names from up and down the state of Nevada. You know, the publishers of the Nevada Globe really had no idea how big Nevada is. And once you get here, you realize, wow, it's 17 counties spread across many, many miles. And it makes it very difficult for an unknown candidate to cover all of that territory when he doesn't have the name ID or perhaps the political background and skills that is needed to fundraise. You know, these fundraising numbers are easier for folks that and politicians that have been accustomed to fundraising. I mean, once you get elected, you still continue to fundraise for your next campaign. So it's a nonstop funnel of that you're trying to fill in order to, you know, run your next race. So for people like Fred Simon or even like Sheriff Stan Hoyt or the candidate Stan Hoyt for sheriff, they don't have any experience fundraising. So it really takes them, it's a skill, and it really takes them some time in order to get their campaign legs under them and start, you know, running a solid race.
And in fact, I've seen some candidates that have raised in the range of $220,000. I think Joey Gilbert raised $222,000. Is that going to make it difficult if you're not amassing $1, 2, and 3 million into some of these races, in particular the statewide races, that it's going to be difficult for you to compete?
It is going to be difficult, but I always hearken back to the race in California, the gubernatorial race in California. And that race was between Jerry Brown, who obviously had name ID throughout California, and Meg Whitman, who obviously had name ID throughout not only California, but she was the head of eBay at the time. She was the CEO of eBay. She outraised Jerry Brown in money, whereby she put in a lot of her own money. I think it was $150 million gubernatorial race, $150 million, I think, was the final total that she raised. She still lost.
Let me just ask.
Jerry Brown raised less.
Can I ask you, and this falls into the same thing, the idea of self-funding. Any of these candidates that can self-fund, I know we've talked to Guy Nora and folks like that, that can they, are there going to be a bunch of candidates that self-fund?
There have been. I know that Stan Hoyt, candidate for sheriff, has put in some of his own money. Guy Nora, as you mentioned, gubernatorial candidate for governor, has put in their own money. And there are some others that have put in some of their own money. And, they're investing in their own campaigns, and that should be expected. But what is alarming, as you point out, is, for example, the candidate for sheriff, Kevin McMahill, no experience in fundraising whatsoever, has raised $1.3 million for his campaign. That is very surprising for a candidate that has no experience fundraising and for a candidate who has no political experience. And so, he's likely relying on Lombardo's recommendations or referrals because he was kind of endorsed, if you will, and encouraged to run by Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's now running for governor.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. She's the editor-in-chief of the new site, TheNevadaGlobe.com. What has she been writing about lately? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real, and criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative, and I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of this brand-new site that is absolutely tremendous, the NevadaGlobe.com. You've been writing about a lot of stuff, but now we find out there is this crowded field in the GOP race for Secretary of State. Jesse Haw, I guess, is the latest. What do you make of that, the fact that we've got folks lining up around the block to run for Secretary of State?
Well, I make of that, I guess, based on one kind of common theme that most of the Secretary of State candidates are pushing, and that's Republican Secretary of State candidates, and that is voter ID. I believe that the surge that we're seeing, or the crowded field that we're seeing at the Secretary of State's candidacy level, is based on the fact that a majority of Nevadans, both Democrats and Republicans, believe that something happened in the 2020 election, both on the national level as well as the state and local level. The state and local level was all mail-in balloting, with numerous reports of people receiving multiple ballots, of people voting from out of state, from dead people voting, from Indian reservations having raffles if you voted, which is completely against the law. Even though the judge refused to look at the 12 binders of evidence that the Trump campaign had compiled and put forward in front of his bench, he refused to look at all the evidence and dismissed the case. But net-net, when you look, even 77% of Democrat voters approve or want voter ID. And all of the Republican candidates running for Secretary of State in one form or another, and even gubernatorial candidates, have talked about implementing a voter ID, citizenship ID system.
And let me ask you this. Of the candidates you've talked to, do you get a sense that they are optimistic or pessimistic that we'll be able to get fair elections with this current system, with the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballot and the mail be voted home, that kind of thing? Are you getting a sense that there's a pessimism that's running through the Republican field?
Well, I don't think any Republican necessarily believes that a process like ballot harvesting, which was a felony a year ago, which is now legal, has been vetted, okay? And certainly, when you have dirty voter rolls, which Nevada has, the opportunity for fraud through ballot harvesting exists. The opportunity for fraud to cast a ballot exists because of the dirty rolls and because of the rush by the Democratic legislature under emergency authorization passed a whole series of voting, quote unquote, voting rights bills. But they didn't pass, of course, voter ID. And so, with the rush of this legislation, the implementation of this legislation under emergency authority, as well as the pandemic, has created a widespread uneasiness about election integrity.
What is your sense about the integrity of the vote for this election, though, coming up, both the June primary and the election in November? Do you feel confident we're going to get a reasonably fair vote, or are you skeptical as well?
Well, I mean, I'm a constant skeptic. That's part of my job. I want to be proven wrong. But you know all the reporting I've done over the last 6 or 7 years that I've lived here in Nevada and all of the fraud that I uncovered here in Nevada, which continually remains overlooked or not looked at all. There have been the only process that has been changed in the voting system is to create more fraud. And that's through ballot harvesting, you know, same day registration, same day voting. How are they vetting these people? How are they vetting the ballots? We're constantly told by the Secretary of State's office or the Registrar's office, they simply don't have